revision. It's essential that we revise in order to prepare ourselves to take the examination. But how do you revise in a smart way? And here we are, a month out from exam week, and this edition of the podcast is around giving you some generic, soft advice, but crucial advice as to how to study in a smart way. And I've got three key messages that I want to get across. So, first of all, Aesop's fable. This was the race between the tortoise and the hare. And if you remember that fable, it was the tortoise who won the race. The hare rushed off, then fell asleep. The hare didn't have a plan. What the tortoise did was little and often. What the tortoise did was win the race to pass the exam by just chipping away in a structured, organized way. They had a plan, yeah? Just like if you want to lose some weight, just like if you want to bulk up, you need to go on a diet, you need to go to the gym, you need to have a plan. And if you weigh yourself after one day of the diet, if you take a selfie of your body one day after working the gym, there's no impact. You can't see the impact. There's no change. What you need to do is to show up on a consistent basis, to follow that diet for a few weeks, to go to the gym every day for a few weeks. Then you notice the difference. And that's the way it is with revision. You've got to turn up. You've got to be consistent. Yeah, you've got to follow the plan. But actually, at the same time, please be kind to yourself. Yeah, if you're on a diet, you can still eat a chocolate bar and the world doesn't end. You know, if you're going to the gym and you miss it for a day, you know, again, the world doesn't end. So be kind to yourself. Secondly, you're a professional. You're juggling. You're juggling work. You're juggling a personal life. And you're juggling studying. Revising for a strategic professional exam, SPR. And what I want you to do is to think about how you can cut some corners at work and how you can cut some corners in your personal life. Do you have a sympathetic boss? Do you have sympathetic co-workers who won't mind if you disappear on time? Can you take annual leave? Are you going to get some study leave? Think about not taking on and volunteering for extra responsibilities at work during the month of revision. And in your personal life, get the buy-in of your friends. Tell them not to invite you out to the barbecue on a Thursday night, to the park on a Friday night, to the cinema on a Saturday night, because you need your rest and you need time to revise. And who does the shopping? Who does the cooking? Who puts the kids to bed? Who takes the dog for a walk? If that's you, can you find someone in your life who can step up to the mark for a short time and to support you? You know, explain to them what it means to you to pass this examination. The time, the effort, the money that you are putting in. They love you. They care for you. I'm sure they're going to cut you a little bit of a slack. So communicate with your loved ones, communicate with your social circle, yeah? Make them understand what your priorities are in the short term, yeah? Because this is short-term pain for long-term gain. Now, thirdly, when it comes to revising, when, where, and for how long? Well, when? Some people will do a day's work, come home, cook the tea, put the kids to bed, take the dog for a walk, and it's 10 o'clock at night, and they start revising. Now, maybe that works for some people, but perhaps you're not at your best at the end of the day. Perhaps you're tired. Why not reverse that? Why not prioritize for the revision month, revision. set the alarm early, go into work early, revise for the first hour of the day when you are fresh. And if you're a bit tired at the end of the day when you're taking the dog for a walk, or if you're a bit tired at the end of the day in your last hour of work, so be it. It matters that you pass this examination. Where should you revise? Well, traditionally, the place to revise is somewhere quiet. Traditionally, the place to revise is somewhere that you are comfortable. And certainly if you're practicing questions online, you'll need a good Wi-Fi, you'll need the space to do that. And that may be the office. You may be able to go into the office early, stay late, whatever, find a space in the office, or it may be a space at home. But maybe you're sort of revising now, listening to a podcast, yeah, on a run, in the car. It is possible to revise on the go. There's a lot of, you know, my online courses, they're online. People can watch the videos on their iPhone. Yeah, there are captions, so you don't actually have to disturb other people, or you can just plug them into your headphones. So be creative in where you revise. You don't have to necessarily, you can revise on the go, is what I'm trying to say, because your revision should be a mixture of activities. It's not just about doing exam questions. It's not just about reading articles. It's not just about listening to podcasts. It's all of these things. It's all of these things and more. So mix it up is what I'm trying to say. How long should you revise for? Well, I'm a fan of little and often. You know, instead of thinking that you've got to revise all day Saturday and you're going to put 7-8 hours into revising on one day, I think you then get tired. I think you then hit the law of diminishing returns. I think it is more efficient, more effective to revise for an hour or two every day rather than in one big lump. All right. So try, if you can, to build that into your plan. And then if you miss a day or you're ill on a day, it's not quite the end of the world as it would be if you get to the end of the week having done no revision. And then on Saturday, you're ill, or on Saturday, something particularly important blows up that means that you can't revise. So to recap, what I want you to do is to plan. What I want you to do is get the buy-in of your loved ones. And what I want you to do is to study when you're fresh. Yeah. And to study in revise in short, sharp bites. Exam technique to me is so important. You know, during that revision phase, I haven't really talked about what you're doing. But revising involves, to me, two things. You know, going over the knowledge. Yeah, going over the knowledge, revising, making sure that you build up your knowledge. And secondly, it's about exam technique. And exam technique gets better and better the more you practice questions to time. And yes, you're going to make mistakes, but hopefully you're getting your work marked. Hopefully you can reflect, and hopefully you realize that perfection is overrated. You will go into that exam knowing enough to get 50%. You will go into that exam knowing enough to get 50%. The challenge will be getting it down within the time allowed that will earn you the marks. And that's about examination technique. All right. So don't think that the person with the biggest muscles is going to win the fight. Yeah, plenty of people fail these exams, and it's not because they lack the knowledge. Yes, you've got to have the knowledge, but you've got to have the ability to use the knowledge. My name is Tom Clendon. I specialise in getting people through the SBR examination of ACCA. If you want help passing that exam, please, please just reach out and track me down. Thank you for listening.